Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today at the Week 2 Sandful Maccas League Finals press call is Central District Coach Roy Laird. Roy, you must be excited. You're alive for another week and set to tackle Sturt in the first semi.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously, the weekend was great for the players to experience Adelaide Oval 1 and then to win a game on Adelaide Oval. Finals wins, they're worth a bit more than mine around, and the thrill that comes with it is great for confidence, excitement around the footy club, experience to go through what was a pretty tough contest for a long while. So hopefully if we can carry a lot of what we've gained out of the weekend into the game, because certainly we're going to need to be better in playing Sturt, we'll go in with some degree of confidence.
You certainly came out of the blocks well against Nord and had them back on the back foot really early.
Yeah, we did. We felt that was, you know, going to be a huge part of the game. We'd beaten Norwood previously only a few weeks before and expected them to try to respond from that. We thought if we could get on the front foot and get into their head, then that would be a positive for us. Credit to them, they fought back, but then we're able to withstand that and kick away late.
Is that a nice sign about the maturity of the group, that Norwood did come at you, but even though you've been up and down early, in the early part of the year, at the right time of the year, you showed that maturity to withstand that and then go again?
Yeah, no, I think so. We made that point to the players in the second quarter for Nord having large dominance of the footy and territory over the ground. I think they only kicked two goals to the quarter. So I think it is a nice sign that, you know, we've got some blokes growing up and understanding the needs of defending and attacking at the right time, and also that you're playing a lot of good teams at this time of year. So sides are going to have their share in their moment. You've got to be able to just withstand that as well as you can before your time comes again.
How do you assess the midfield battle on the weekend? Obviously, your midfield's in red-hot form at the moment. Nick Holman just been outstanding, and Chris Jansen starting to come good at the right time of the year too.
Yeah, yep. Oh, look, in saying that, our blokes realise they've got a challenge. We've been beaten comprehensively by Sturt twice in that area through the midfield. So, look, we're going to need to bring our absolute best to compete with Sturt. And then over the ground, yeah, we're going to need to perform our absolute best. A lot of respect for Sturt. I thought it was really impressive the way they came from behind on the weekend, fought it out really well. So, no, we look forward to it.
And they may have Aidan Riley added to their midfield group too.
Yeah, look, and he's actually, I don't think he's played it either of the times against us. So, yeah, look, only goes to strengthen them. So they'll be formidable in there. We've got some boys in there that have improved throughout the course of the year, played together now for a number of years. So it's their biggest challenge.
Health of your group, okay injury-wise? Do you foresee any changes at selection?
No, injury-wise, we're going well. One change, Presbury ineligible. But no, we've been fortunate the latter part of the year, so we're going, you know, relatively unhurt.
Makes an interesting call for you at selection. Obviously, Presbury small forward, very creative. I noticed you had Connor McLean on the extended bench last week. Which way do you head with that, or you wait to the weather?
Weather maybe, but also, oh look, yeah, Prez has played that small forward. We're already quite big, so we'll play, a smaller type up there. Richardson, Cooper Darms is a nice young kid's been playing too. He's been really impressed. So we've got a few options to play through there.
Okay, excellent. And this time of year, you just must love being involved, Roy. Yeah, obviously means a lot to you to play finals footy. And obviously the Central District faithful come out and support you in full voice.
They do. Certainly don't want to be sitting on the beach at this time of year. No, you really enjoy the atmosphere. The competitive juices start flowing for everyone. Our supporter base are a huge motivating factor for all of us. So hopefully they can get here in big numbers again. And hopefully we can give them a performance to be proud of and hear their voice regularly through the game.
Well, Roy, thank you very much for your time today on Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that. And all the best for the first semi-final against Sturt at the Adelaide Oval on Sunday from 12:10 p.m.
No worries. Thanks, Zach.